Blog Talk Radio.
Party people say,
good morning. How are you guys doing today? Coming in to get your daily dose of MTC mental toughness conditioning. Workout partners, we're two guys just hanging out here on this live feed, taking advantage of technology, feeding our minds with positive, empowering information to help us get us closer to what we really want in life. Thank you so much for joining me. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Skip LaCour. I help ambitious men understand and execute effective leadership and influence skills so that they achieve their goals in life with more clarity and more confidence. I help men achieve their goals in life. They live the life that they really want, and they spend their time with the people they really want to be with. And I do that through so many different ways. I have an intense one-on-one coaching program where I work with men who are just like you all around the world, and we talk weekly, same time, same day of the week, every single week. I have that type of program. I got up really early this morning. I'm here on the West Coast, and I deal with men all over the world, all over parts of the country. So we're a little bit behind here on the West Coast. So I started my day at 3, had my first session at 4, my second one at 5. And here I am with you, 7 a.m. For what I call our morning connection. And I do this every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Just two guys, like I said, just two guys just talking about life, whatever's most important to you, just my way of connecting. I want to be the type of person who elevates the average of the people you hang around most. I get you to think about the things that you really want in life. I play life at your level or above to stimulate more thought, more action on your part to create the life that you really want. And maybe share some of my stories. You can get a feel of who I am, what I'm all about. As I go through life, as I go through challenge, you can say, hey, you know, that guy's just like me. He's giving me a certain objectivity and perspective about this journey called life that I've been going through myself. And I guess I'm getting a little bit more as I hear him talk about his experience. That's what I want this to be about. Hello, Michael Dusa. How are you, sir? Check out that guy's website. Put your link down below, Michael. He's a thinker, man. Get you to think about life. Hello, John. Hello, Phuket. How are you doing today? So glad for you guys to join me here on this morning connection, live video chat. Again, like I said, I do this every single morning, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time. Now, I know this internet is a powerful place where you can learn so much. You're getting so much information thrown at you from so many different directions, so many leaders stepping up. And I believe that there's a lot of great information out there. I'm not one of those guys saying, oh, can't believe anything you hear about the internet. People are there to rip you off. People don't know what you're talking about. Sure, there are those people out there. You know what? But I'm the kind of guy, I want to think like I'm the one out of 10, right? Just like you, a person who would come every single day to just connect in this matter, to feed your mind with the positive material, right? So, you know, you understand that you're one out of 10, you're one out of 100. That's what makes you special, and that's what makes you unique. So with all the information out there, you know that everything you try isn't going to work. You know that everything that everybody says isn't necessarily the right information for you, but you know it's out there for you. And you go into life with that expectation. You go to that expectation that life is going to work out. You have that faith and trust in other people. You have that faith and trust in yourself. And you know what? If it doesn't work out, if you get some information that isn't quite the right information, you'll bounce back. You'll get the right information. That's what I'm all about. And that's, I like to attract the same type of people who go into life really going for it, really expecting that one distinction, one strategy, one new way of looking at this same old challenge, this game this adventure called life that you're going through, just one new way of looking at it, just a little bit more objectivity or perspective, or one idea, one concept can really change the trajectory of your life. And I'm always looking. I'm always looking for them all the time. I mean, that's the way I feel about life. I love to surround myself with people who think that same way, because we're going places. We're focused on where we want to go and who we can attract to help us get there, rather than always looking over our backs and who's ready to screw us. Because you know what? We'll get over that. That happens. Sometimes we'll be okay. Right? You can't go forward in life by saying no. No, 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 don't listen to this. That's bad, whatever. All that's going to do is protect you. No, saying no to everything is just going to keep you where you are at best. Right? And yeah, of course, if you say yes to the wrong things, that could put you backwards. That's the only way you're going to go forward in life, is by saying yes to the right things. So I don't know about you, but I don't care what I've achieved in the past. You guys can do a Google search to see whether it's being a six-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder, all the articles that I wrote, or the DVDs or ebooks that I've sold in over 63 countries around the world to guys just like you, or what I'm really most proud of is my Manformation program. Check that out if you haven't gone to manformation.com. Confidence and leadership skills to help you get anything that you want in life, not just a great body. That's a great thing, but you know, I like to attract people who are more than just muscles, right? I mean, that's just one part of who we are. That's not everything of who we are, right? So check that out at manformation.com. So it doesn't matter what I've achieved in the past. I mean, my best days are ahead, and I want you to think that same way about yourself, and I want to do everything I can to help you. Now, again, this morning connection is really about us just checking in, two guys who play at a certain level, right, that we just think about it, right? This is light. This is airy. This is just, like I said, connection. It's not certain strategies that you're already bogged down with. You're getting all these ebooks and these courses and teleseminars over the internet. You're bogged down. How are you even going to make the time for it? I don't want this to be one more reference that said, hey, that's a great idea. Let me download this ebook. Well, let me take this step-by-step program, and then guess what? You don't follow through because, you know, you don't make the time to do that. It's just so much information being thrown at your way. You're overwhelmed and you do nothing. I don't want you to create that association with our connection every single day. Like, I'm giving you things to do, and if you don't do them, you fail. If you do them, you succeed it, right? Because we know where that's going, right? No, this is just two guys talking about life. If you've been following this morning connection live video chat, I just talk about, you know, things that we all know. It's just to what level and how consistently are we following through. I don't have any earth-shattering, new-fangled strategies like a lot of experts out there, they promise you. I know it's the basic fundamentals in life, done over and over again with more consistency, and those same basic fundamentals taken to higher and higher levels, or what gets us closer to what we really want in life. Not the new things, just doing the things we already know on a more consistent basis and taking those to higher and higher levels. That's why I call it MTC, mental toughness conditioning. It's like, hey, I've been through this challenge. It may kick me in the ass. I wasn't ready for it. I didn't know all the subtleties of it. I was too confident and I failed. But you know, now I know how to take that on. I know what to look forward to, what to expect, what to watch out for. I'm stronger. I'm a stronger, better person, and so I'm tougher. I'm mentally and emotionally tougher to handle that same old challenge, and every time I hit it from this point forward, and I'll get better and better at doing it. I mean, if you're a younger guy, I love the younger guys. Hello, Jim. How are you doing today, sir? So glad you're here this morning. I love it when the younger guys, you know, Colton is a regular visitor to this morning connection, and Colton's 19 years old. He reached out. He went to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC, and he just reached out, asked me a question. You just fill out the form there, and I make random coaching calls all throughout my week because I just love this so much. Like I said, I was up at 3 o'clock this morning. I've already talked to two people around the country because that's what I do. I help men achieve their goals, right? And I just love it. That's why I'm doing this every single day, just because I love it so much. Colton reached out. He went to skiplacourcoaching.com/MC, MC for Morning Connection, skiplacourcoaching.com MC. Filled out the form and had a call. 19 years old. He wanted to know, he wanted to become, you know, a bodybuilder. And he wanted to know what were all the steps. And he talked about the resistance that he got from his family or friends. You know, I kind of just gave him perspective as he goes along this journey to see if that's the right thing for him. He had plenty of time to evolve with the process, gave him some insight. So he gave his full focus and attention, maybe not worrying so much about the strategies or how to get everybody on his side to get that approval before going on. And so now he's on his journey. And that's what I do when you go to skiplacourtcoaching.com/MC. Do everything I can to help you. This is my passion. I'll tell you, for those of you who know me, from bodybuilding, you think that that was an accomplishment. My best days are coming. When my days are done many years from now, I'm going to be known more for helping you gain clarity, helping you learn from the mistakes and the pain that I had to suffer and endure, but I found a way to make it to the other side. And I'm going to bring that to you sooner in life so you can enjoy happiness and fulfillment at an earlier age than I did, right? My pain, I want it to be your gain, and that's what I'm going to be known for. Hello, Richie. Richie said he can't stay on, but his my advice is help him the way he's feeling better, staying cool, and he tells me to stay cool. Much love from down under. Well, thank you so much, Richie. Make sure that you come back and you watch this replay, because I've got a lot of information that can help those of you who love fitness and you want to make that your career. You see what I do? You want to do what you love for a living and help others, and you're in the fitness industry, and maybe that's the direction you're going. Maybe you see some challenges in the way. Maybe you're already experiencing those challenges. Well, I want to provide some insight to you how to do that and build upon it, make it even better, make it even rewarding. If you happen to be listening to this, this turns into a podcast that's on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, and also Stitcher. So if you're listening to it on a podcast, you can join me live every single morning. I want you to show up live. I want you to treat this like exercise, just your daily check-in, working out your mind and your emotions every single day, just like you would your body. Just focusing, getting you to think about what you really want most in life, because like I said, it's just one new way of looking at things. You got this old guy coming at you, maybe seasoned, been through a few things. Just offer a different perspective. You could really change the way you look at the challenges that you happen to be going through, and I would be happy to do that for you. So show up, like exercise, watch me live, take it in, plan it into your day. So it's a brand new day, and this is our morning connection. Now, I want to open this up as we evolve with this morning connection to take your phone calls live. We got a couple phone calls last week. Just want to give you the number right now. The phone number is 213-973-8790. 213-973-8790. You can call me anonymously so people don't know who you are. It doesn't matter to me. I will do everything I can to help you out. And while I'm helping you out, all the people who view this live right here on this Facebook page, or I'm doing this on Periscope at the same time. By the way, that's at Skip LaCour. And for those of you on Periscope, I'm doing it on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/Skip LaCour page, right? Everybody gets to learn from a replay versions podcast by you sharing your challenge and letting me offer whatever bro-to-bro advice that I can give you for whatever it's worth. You'll be helping out a lot of other people at the same time. And again, if you don't feel comfortable doing that, just go to skiplacourtcoaching.com/MC and just fill out that form. I'll tell you what, I show up here every single day, that 7 days a week. This is, I don't know, like 62, 65 days in a row. I get so much stimulation of what to talk about as I go through the journey of life. While I work with my one-on-one coaching men are all around the world, I'm always stimulated with information. But I would love to hear what you're most interested in, what you want me to talk about. So in addition to helping you, you help me create interesting material for everyone to join in on. We are going to be right back with this Morning Connection podcast. Remember, you can watch me live presenting this motivational material, get you thinking about life every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time
on my Periscope channel, that's at Skip LaCour, SKIPLACOUR, or on my Facebook public profile page, and that's facebook.com/ Skip LaCour page, SKIPLACOURPAGE. Remember, you can watch me live every single morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time, and get our daily connection that way too.
Are you interested in one-on-one coaching with Skip LaCour, but you aren't quite sure it's a good fit for you? That's totally understandable, unless you've had one-on-one coaching in the past or have talked to someone in-depth who's had a great experience with coaching. It can be a real challenge to appreciate its full power and recognize the positive impact it will have on your life. You can get all of your questions about coaching answered by talking to Skip LaCour directly on the phone. Schedule a free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour directly about your current situation, the goals you want to achieve, and the challenges you believe are standing in your way. Skip works exclusively with men who are the most committed to their success. He'll gladly take the time to explain all of the benefits of his one-on-one coaching programs and determine if the two of you would be a good match moving forward into such a close, consistent, and intense working relationship. Schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching right now by going to www.skiplacourcoaching.com. /talk. Once again, that website address to schedule your free 15-minute personal phone call and talk to Skip LaCour about one-on-one coaching is www.skiplacourcoaching.com/talk.
So today, I get the email quite a bit. A lot of people, a lot of guys who follow me from the whole fitness tribe, bodybuilding and training, they see what I do. They see me get on this live video chat every single day. So committed, right? And also just so passionate about what I do, and they want some of that. And they see the transition that I made from fitness to doing this, and it seems like a fun gig. They're into fitness. They love helping other people. They love their physical body, helping other people learn those strategies. But here's a letter that I got. Skip, I'm 35 years old, and I'm a personal trainer. I love what I do. He's been doing it for 10 years. And he talks about the challenges. One is in the pay, getting paid for what he really feels that he's worth, providing so much value to other people. He's really a master at what he does. He talks about all the gaps in time, like, you know, even when you have clients, all the time that's wasted in between the personal training appointments over time. He understands that. Also, constantly getting new leads and getting them to commit, and then what personal trainers get paid. And I do. I have a lot of men who love fitness, who are masters of what they do. They love helping other people, and they're coming to me at 40 years old and older asking these same questions. So it's quite common. I like to tell the guys out there who want to become a fitness expert, whether they have a job right now and they want to quit that security, or they're not progressing in a career outside of fitness because they want to get into fitness. They want to be a personal trainer. They're passionate about it, and they may not be thinking ahead. And those people who aren't here, they've been doing it for a while. There's certain challenges that are built into being a personal trainer, no matter how rewarding you think it is. And it's better that you know that now before you get into it or before you stay at it too long. You don't want to be 45 years old and then wonder how you're going to feed yourself and if you even have a family. You know, a lot of personal trainers, they're boxed in financially. They never even made the jump to having a family because they can't afford doing it. Some of them have married, they married and their wife has a job and now they're stuck doing that because that type of situation because they need to, right? And I think that you either you know what I'm talking about or you can see where that's going, and maybe some of you guys just starting out on the journey, you're not looking ahead. One thing that I want you to just consider is that you don't see too many 50-year-old personal trainers around, if you really think about it. You go to your gyms and things like that. And I just want you to take note of that and think why that might be. Because just think if they start in their 20s, like if you're in your 20s, I mean, and they just live this whole life that's so exciting helping other people, then why wouldn't they be doing it while they're 50 years old? You know, even if you're burnt out or doing it, if you love what you do so much, and if it's rewarding that. I want you to think that, because a lot of times the people who do it past a certain age, it's because they've given up on having the options in life that they really deserve, and they settle for being a low-paid fitness expert, right? So I just want you to think about that. One thing that I encourage you to do, and a lot of men, trainers, they realize what value that they provide other people, and they really feel as though that they should get paid more for what they do. It's kind of like teachers. Teachers talk a lot about, you know, how they deserve more, the value that they provide, not just the children that they teach, but also the parents for taking care of their children. And they've been saying that forever, yet the prices aren't going to change. I mean, that's just what it is. They have to think of a different way to do that. They can't just hope that it changes. And I see that as personal trainers as the same way. You got to rethink about how you do this. And I totally agree about what fitness experts can do to change people's lives. And it's more than just their physical body. It's much, much more than that. But how do you position yourself in a way that they see that value? And I really do think part of the challenge is that when all you do is focus on the benefits of the body, and that's what you become, and you put less emphasis on how it can change their entire life, then you're kind of reducing your value just to the physical body. And I'll tell you this, with all the information on the internet, all the videos, all the apps, the need for a personal trainer has only become less and less as technology. They can have a personal trainer on their smartphone, right? So we got to think ahead. And it's really, I want you to just think about it. I mean, I can make a whole series of videos like that to get you into a way of thinking bigger, but you have to think about how you can have a total bigger impact on their life more than their physical body, right? And one thing that I want you to consider is, why did you get into personal training, and why did your body become so important to you? It would probably have a bigger reason than just you want to have muscle and lose body fat, right? It was the way that it made you feel, right? How you attack life, it maybe helped you get over personal challenges in your life, and that's why you love it so much. That's what you're connected to. Well, if you're a fitness expert, you need to realize that even though the people you work with as your clients giving expert advice to, that although they're telling you, I want muscles, I want to lose body fat, right? There's a bigger purpose to why they're coming to you, just like there is a bigger purpose why you're so dedicated to fitness. And you got to understand that if you're going to really help them appreciate the tremendous value that you're providing them, so that you get paid accordingly. And there's a lot of different ways to do all that, right? So that's probably the biggest thing that you need to understand. This is if you're an expert in anything that you do. People come to you for advice in one particular challenge that they're having in life, and that would be amazing that if you can help them solve their challenge, right? But there's really a bigger purpose. They want to be happy, and they just believe that, in this case, losing that body fat, building that muscle, winning that trophy or whatever, they've just come to the conclusion that that will make them happy. Now, as you know, it may or may not, but that's what they believe at that time. But they're really looking for a bigger, deeper emotion than just their physical body. And you, as a personal trainer, can say, yep, hey, you want a body? Yeah, I can do it. And I've just seen this explosion of personal trainers on the internet with all these fancy exercises, all these new ways to do this and that, and their uniqueness is in the exercise. And it's reducing everything down to the physical body. So you're not leading them. You're not leading them if you make it like the way from them to get to where they are right now to that feeling and emotion they want to be is through a specific exercise. Well, you and I both know. You know, the basics work. You know, you're just making it interesting. You're letting them lead you. hey, I want something new and fangled. If I have this magic routine, then I'm going to be so happy. You know that's not true, yet personal trainers leave them down that road, and it becomes about sets and reps and maybe a diet, and then you wonder why, where that's just all over the internet, and then you wonder why you're not getting paid what you're worth. Right? There's a bigger purpose. Our goals aren't our goals. It's just the feeling that we want most that when we achieve these goals. And that can be outside of personal training. That's everywhere. That's the first thing. I can make a whole series of, you know, how to successfully transform yourself past being a low-paid fitness expert. And what I'd say is becoming a highly paid life coach. Because people, you know, I hear trainers tell me this all the time. I change their life. I give them something that is far more valuable than their physical body. The two things that I'm going to leave you with to think about, and I'll do a whole series on this. This is just a start. And if you want to really put your this emotional growth, this mental growth, expand upon what I'm saying, how to elevate, how to transform from that low-paid fitness expert to this kind of thinking that I'm introducing you to, maybe for the first time for some of you, to a highly paid life coach, right? Then aggressively go out and you reach out. Just go to skiplacorecoaching.com/MC. You're not alone if you've come to this this detour in the road or questioning if this is the way you want to go in the future. You're not alone. There is a way to take everything that you're passionate about, your ability, your desire to help other people, and then take it to the next level so you can continue doing what you do. Just become evolved into more and understanding your bigger purpose. But you have to understand it. You can't come to people, because I'll tell you, you talk about that client who comes to you, right? Oh, I need a personal trainer. Well, why is that, right? And they'll say, you know, they just broke up with their wife or their husband. They're getting older and they're looking older age in their mortality straight in the face. They lost their job. They're empty nesters. Their kids moved out of the house. There's some big change in their life. They're looking for certainty. They just believe that if they got their eating habits or their body in shape, that would give this happiness, this calmness and peace. You know, it may or may not, right? How many times, if you are a fitness expert, you help people? They just felt so amazing. Their body changed. They got so many compliments, and they were just so happy. When they came to you, scale from 1 to 10, they were like a 6. Man, when you were done with them and they implemented all that awesome advice that you gave them, I mean, they were just beaming. They were 9.5, maybe even a 10, right? And then maybe you parted ways. You parted ways and then maybe caught up to maybe in the grocery store like a year later, right? Tell me if this is true, is that they still look good. You know, they continued with those disciplines that you taught them. They didn't revert back to being out of shape and tired. They continued on with everything you taught them. They look good. But their energy level now, it's right back to like a 6 or so when they first met you, even though adopted all this mindset, their physical body, they kept it up. And when they left you, they had 9.5, 10 energy, excitement, passion for life. And now they look that same way. They look amazing. They kept it up. But now they're back down to a 6. Why is that? Because whatever it is, they came to you saying, if I got my body into shape, I'd be so much happier. They did that, and they saw that that didn't work. There was something more in their life that they wanted. So when you deliver what they come to you for what you want, you have to understand there's a bigger purpose. There are bigger needs that they're going for. And if you can help them understand that, I mean, you're well on your way to be getting paid well on your journey for what you're worth. And reach out to me if this sounds interesting, you want to come this way. A lot of people, again, they see what I do, and they want to do more of this. I'll just tell you this, is that I don't think there's nothing on earth that I'd rather do. Let me just tell you a couple reasons why. Number one is, you know, we all want a certain quality of life. And I mean happiness, fulfillment, whatever is our goals or achievements. And we all have challenges that prevent us from actually achieving those things. And then that's when it takes this mental toughness, right? Are we going to persist? Are we going to find a way? Are we going to get over ourselves, our issues from the past, our fears, all these obstacles, and get over to the other side? Well, the great thing about what I do is that I attract people who have had the same challenges, and I get to just, my pain becomes their gain. And there's nothing more rewarding than helping people get more clarity just from what you've learned. It makes what you've learned and what you get to experience even that much more rewarding when you can share it with the world. There's 7 billion people on the planet. If you just had your fair share of the people who have gone through just what you know, just what you've experienced in life, and you can help them along, it's just a great rewarding thing. I mean, like I said, I started, had one at 5 a.m. or 4 a.m. and at 5 a.m. And I'll tell you, the one that I just had, I mean, it's so such an emotional experience. It's so rewarding. I mean, I'm over here bawling at because about the changes that your insight that you worked your way through can help people's lives, get them clear. You can just feel on the other end how they're just opening up to new ideas to get them closer. There's nothing that's more rewarding. If you're interested, just reach out. I'll do more of this because I could talk about this, as you could tell. I could talk about this for 3 years, just on and on and on. But this is to my tribe of fitness experts. Now, I know a lot of people, but this can apply to you no matter what type of your expertise is, whether it's relationships or making money or whatever it is. Living your life, being gritty enough and persistent enough to make changes and then sharing that with the world, this is a great place to be. And I want to give you some insight so you start yourself on that journey and provide value in other people's life, but also take care of yourself. Some of us people of us who are real givers to other people, sometimes we don't take care of ourselves enough. And there is a way to just be so genuine, help other people, and take care of yourself at the same time. And I want to help you evolve in that journey, get some insight so you start on that process too. All right, guys. Hey, thank you for joining me for this morning connection. Have a great, amazing, outstanding, awesome day.